We played great early and made a lot of shots. We executed perfectly early, and our defense was so good early. You know, we had energy and had them basically not being able to run much, and we guarded the ball so much better. So yeah, that was good. And then we had a couple of scout and report problems. We backed off a guy with the shot clock running down on the best 3-point shooter. I mean, we did some things that weren't very good, and they kind of got back in, and then we traded baskets the rest of the half. Had them down 7 or 8 with the ball in transition, and Leggero throws it away, and they get a basket after that. And so we had a chance not to crack them. Never had that chance, but we had a chance to extend our lead a little bit, and then you only go in what was it, 3 at halftime? And that was disappointing because we probably played better than that the first half, and then the second half, the first 3 or 4 minutes, or first 2 or 3 minutes, we ran good offense and missed shots, and they actually missed shots too. And then you know, that remained pretty consistent for us the last part of the last 15 minutes or so, and then of course they made shots and we didn't. But our defense was as bad as it was against Washington there in the second half after we got a little bit tired.
What was the most disappointing thing you saw just from today's game?
The most disappointing thing? I think we have less margin for error than a lot of teams that we've had here in the past. But I would say we just our toughness to be able to get stops or keep a guy in front of you for 30 seconds, being able to defend the entire shot clock, those things are disappointing. And it's everybody. It's not just one or two people. It's everybody. And we have no rim protection. And certainly, you know, when I don't know how tall they list Holder and Evans and Martin, but it's got to be, they all got to be under 5'11", and to have three guys score 72 points that are, you know, basically, you know, really, really quick and really good with the ball, but still yet, I mean, that's ridiculous to have them have that, allow them to have that type of output.
You mentioned kind of getting tired. How big a role do you think fatigue has played on defense in the second half?
We can make excuses and say it's a big role. But if I'm not – did they play man-to-man every possession? Yeah. Yeah, and they had five guys play more than 32 minutes. So that's not it. A lot of it is toughness whenever when things aren't going well, you kind of grind through it a little bit, and you know, we just don't have that right now. That's what we got to get as much as anything else. We got to get to the point where we can make others play bad. See, they could make us play bad because they could tell Remy Martin to go guard the ball, and he can get deflection or a steal or whatnot. We don't have people that can do that, so we got to figure out a way to collectively not let people be comfortable as a team, and that's certainly not working right now.
Graham and Svi and Vic, I mean, guys that have been around you and probably know that. Is it surprising
to
you?
Those are the only three players we had that had ever been in a war before, a fight before, a real fight, but I don't think they reacted very well. I think everyone is part of that issue as not being as tough and as not being understand what really wins when things aren't going well. I thought we backed off of shooters. I thought we just played horrendous defensively in the last 12 or 14 minutes of the second half.
Some of that mental toughness too.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I think most of it's mental toughness. Yeah. Most of it's mental toughness. I mean, I just don't feel it right now. And obviously we're, you know, Doak is young and Mitch had never played, and you know, we're counting on some guys that to play that have never played before. But still, even with that being said, there's not that dog or competitive juice that guys need to have when it's the game's on the line. I mean, we cut to 6 a couple of times and made a terrible bonehead full court pass that went out of bounds, and that led to a layup for them. But it's just unbelievable whenever whenever you control tempo and control pace, the basket grows and it shrinks on the other end. And, you know, but it wasn't our offense. Hey, if you score 85 at home, you're supposed to win. I mean, giving up 58 at home in a half, we can go back, Gary, and look when the last time that's happened. I don't know it's happened in the last 15 for sure. So, okay. All right. So.
So you mentioned Remy Martin. How disruptive is his ball pressure?
That was great. You know, they said every time Svi has a ball, crowd him, try to take his ball, and his ball handling was very, very weak today. I think he's terrific. I think he's the perfect guard off the bench. You know, if you got, you know, he'll end up starting 3 years, I'm sure. But he's a perfect guard off the bench to come in and kind of change the pace or give you a spark.
It seemed like you guys wanted to go inside a little bit more at the end of the second half. Was that a priority, just trying to get some more inside touches?
Well, yeah, we'd like to. Yeah. But we didn't get much out of it, though.
Any update on Malik? He went down.
Okay. They said he's concussed. I'm sure he'll be out, you know, a few days. I don't know the severity or how bad it is, but I didn't see what happened. But apparently he got a knee to the head, if I'm not mistaken. So
they have, as you said, the perfect spark off the bench. And you guys don't really. How much is that hurting you, and how unusual is that?
Well, Marcus has played decent, you know, so far. But yeah, it's you know, it's you got. We're playing five guys right now that can score the ball at all. And, you know, you actually need them in the game when you're behind, because it's hard to, you know, when defenses can kind of go to Devontae or Svi or whatever, LeGerald, and not have to really play a couple of guys. I mean, that makes it hard. But certainly from an offensive spark, we've got zero. Coming off the bench right now. Now, Marcus could be a defensive spark. Mitch could be an energy guy without question, but we're not getting that, or at least we hadn't got that this week. Our whole team has played pretty flat this week.
The toughness stuff, those kind of the same sort of things you were talking about after Wednesday's loss. So are you surprised that maybe more guys didn't rise to the challenge?
I think that we actually had the right attitude. I thought we were really good. They're probably the best we played all year the first, you know, 3 or 4 minutes. But it doesn't matter. You know, it's a 40-minute game. Maybe I shouldn't be as surprised, and maybe I need to change to maybe – I'm not ready to accept that that's the best we got. But, you know, it's pretty embarrassing to keep making or looking at the game or the tape afterwards and say, well, this is what we don't have. We've been saying it now the entire year. So at least from a defensive and competitive standpoint, so maybe we need to do something to shorten the game. You know, maybe we need to do something to figure out a matchup zone to play or something like that.
That's what you mean by change?
Yeah.
Talking expectations or mindset or any of that?
No. I'm talking about change what we do to allow us to, you know, better utilize, you know, our guys defensively. So
you mentioned how when they play with activity, they, you know, they guard pretty well. Is that something that you hesitate to change, to go to a zone or something, because you know where the guys are really at?
But you're not going to zone Arizona State. I mean, they were 14 to 28 from three against a man. So you're not. The only thing the zone may have helped us with is maybe they wouldn't have got to the rim or the lane so often. Yeah, you know, I've always been a believer that whenever you do things to bail kids out or bail teams out, it's usually not best for your team over time. It may help you win a game or two, but come January and February, I'm not sure that's what's best for your team over time. What's best for our team is that we develop a tougher mindset. And you know, we can do that. But just because you play zone doesn't mean that's the cure-all. I mean, it's still a mindset. It's a ball that's in the air, and it's a 50-50 ball. Who's going to get it? If you still got to guard, you know, even though it's a zone, it's still man principles when you're guarding the ball. You still got to be able to keep the ball in front of you. So there's a lot of things that we've got to address from a competitive standpoint that I think we'll get better at without question. But right now, it's not clicking for us at all on that end.
You've obviously praised Devontae's leadership a bunch. Is his voice what they need to hear more of now, or is it there? Or?
I think Devontae's trying to have a voice. Yeah. I don't think it's. I think in past years. I don't know that Frank had a voice. Frank would just go do it, and Devontae is you know, we're all part of the problem. You know, coaching players, everybody's part of the problem as far as us guarding and competing on that end. But there's not the same personnel we've had in past years and the same mindsets that we had in past years. This is the softest team that Kansas has had since I've been here. And a lot of that is experience. A lot of it is youth. A lot of it is just the way that we're physically built and the way that our skill set is. But the bottom line is we have got to become tougher on that end. And when I say soft, I throw that term around a lot. But, you know, I don't know how else you could describe, you know, the last four halves we played, if you don't say that.
Anything else?
Were there three guards in the way they attacked you on the perimeter? Was it a consistent thing breaking down? Was it as simple as them just going right by you?
Well, they ran some actions to create switches, and then, you know, our ball screen defense wasn't any good today, but basically they were better with the ball. Which they've been with everybody. They put it on Xavier pretty good too. They're good, and they were better with the ball than we were. Obviously, physically being able to stay in front of them. I thought the first half, early in the half, I thought we did a pretty good job. I mean, they're going to score points. I don't see how you can keep them from scoring points, especially if they shoot the ball like that. But second half though, I think it was there was a lot of play take them. They played take them a lot the second half, and we had a hard time keeping it in front of us.
You've got a week off, basically, or not off, but off from playing. Is that a good time to kind of have that hit that you don't play till next Saturday?
Yeah. But finals is a hard week to get a lot better because, you know, obviously that takes priority over everything else. I really think, you know, even though we'll practice every day but tomorrow, tomorrow will be our day off, but I don't think that usually finals week is a maintenance week. Although, you know, we need to get better. But beginning, you know, after finals week is over, that's when I hope we can really, you know, really hunker down and do some things to improve.